Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes.
Hello, I'm Ron Bernthal, and welcome to Lost and Saved, a program devoted to historic preservation in the region and around the country.
There's a green one and a pink one.
Most of the Lost and Saved segments aired on this program are about historic structures that were demolished or restored by preservationists. But there are also historic buildings that are neither demolished nor preserved. Bridges, farmhouses, churches, factories that have been claimed by no one and have been left standing where they were built to fend for themselves against the whims of nature. These are the structures that fill a new book called Ruin, Photographs of a Vanishing America, published by Down East Books. Photographer Brian Vanden Brink's stunning images from around the country are mostly of buildings that no one loves or wants anymore. Falling down churches and barns, old manufacturing plants that went out of business 60 years ago, or forlorn houses that were once so grand and well put together, but are now sitting empty in the middle of a wheat field or on a residential street in a New England town. The photographer says that since the photos were taken, all in large format, color and black and white, some of the historic properties shown in the book have disappeared into the earth, and some have actually been saved.
Some of these houses are extremely fine. I mean, they're beautiful. The one on the cover, for example, that beautiful federal-style building sitting in the middle of that field on the eastern shore of Maryland, that was a fine house. And there are many houses in New Orleans and here in Maine and in other places around the country that end up in the book. I mean, these are not just slapdash houses that are cobbled together. These are fine examples of early American architecture in some cases and more contemporary stuff. But it's one of the great mysteries. What in the world happened here? How in the world could this house that's beautiful just be sitting here turning to sawdust, you know? How can that be? In many cases, you just will never know the answer. Sadly, many of the houses in this book are now gone. I keep running into people that will bring me an update on a certain house in a certain part of the country or whatever. They'll say, you know, I know about that house, and you know what happened to that? It burned down, or somebody bought that property and tore the thing down. And year by year, they keep disappearing even more. But some of them, interestingly, have been restored, have been bought. Some of the worst examples of deterioration in this book have been bought by new owners and have been restored. There's an Italianate house in Maine, for example, that was, man, I was so surprised to learn that someone had bought it. And sure enough, they spent a lot of effort and money to bring it back. So that happens too.
Ruin, Photographs of a Vanishing America, published by Down East Books, is available at bookstores and through online booksellers.
On the hill,
you have been listening to Lost and Saved. I'm Ron Bernthal.
Little boxes, little boxes, little boxes.